News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
We were speaking yesterday to Margaret Attridge, who is head of water operations at Uisce Éireann, and Margaret Attridge was saying that Uisce Éireann was appealing to people to check if they had leaks and to try to solve those leaks if they had them, and to refrain from doing things like washing their car and watering their lawn. Well, it looks like Irish Water has upped the ante, because the front page of the Irish Independent runs a splash saying hotline to let people report neighbours wasting water and a 6-week hose pipe ban in place from Thursday for 6 counties. Margaret, what's the hose pipe ban? Where will it apply?
Good morning, Anton. Look, we're bringing in the hose pipe ban, as you said there, from Thursday the 16th of July until the 26th of August for 6 weeks, and it'll apply in Dublin. Parts of Kildare, Meath, Wicklow, South Tipperary and parts of Wexford. If people want to find out if their area is included in the hose pipe ban, in the Water Conservation Order, there are maps available on our website, and by going onto our website and putting in your air code, you'll understand whether you're included in the area of the hose pipe ban or not. If you are registered with us for our text alert system, we will send you a text giving you the information that the location of your house is included in the area covered by the hose pipe ban. And if you're not registered with us yet for a text alert system, details of how you can do so are available on our website, or you can contact our contact centre on 1800 278 278. All you have to do is simply provide your air code and your mobile phone number, and then we'll send you out text alerts to give you updates on the service in your area.
Hose pipe ban, obviously a broad colloquialism. What exactly does it preclude you from doing?
Really, it's about not using the hose in a domestic setting. So it's that's in your house. So it's not to use a hose pipe to water your garden, to clean your car outside your house, to fill a paddling pool, or to fill an ornate pond, a pond that you don't keep fish in. So really, it's about, you know, we're not asking people, you know, to not water the garden, but there's other ways that you can water your garden. They're a lot more efficient than using a hose pipe. There's really good advice available from expert gardeners around using watering cans and focusing the watering on the root zone and carrying out the watering early in the morning or late in the evening so there's less evaporation. And this kind of method of watering a garden uses significantly less water than a hose pipe ban. I know we've all done it. You leave the hose pipe running, it oversaturates the ground, and most of that water is just lost down through the layers of soil. It doesn't actually get to your plants. So there's just a lot more efficient ways you can water your garden.
What then, Margaret, about this thing of the hotline to let people report their neighbours? Snitcher's charter?
Well, I suppose we're providing a hotline because we're not asking people to confront people. We don't want to cause any neighbourhood disputes here. So people can contact us, and we will follow up with individuals. And look, normally, once people understand the ask and the importance of the ask to conserve water for really essential uses, they'll work with us and there's no further action required.
But if they don't?
If they don't, look, we can go about imposing penalties, but look, that we normally don't have to go there. People normally, once you kind of explain to them that the importance of conserving water, if a lot of water is wasted on non-essential purposes, it could get to the stage where the communities that these people live in are put on nighttime restrictions, that the service to their community, to hospitals in their community, to care homes in their communities does get impacted. And that is why we are bringing in this hose pipe ban, the Water Conservation Order, so that, you know, to get people who live in these communities to work with us so that we can all work together to protect water for essential purposes.
Margaret, thanks very much. Margaret Attridge there, Head of Water Operations at Uisce Éireann. 53106 if you want to get in touch, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.